All right, welcome everybody. We are sitting here in the visitor's bench at New Richmond Tiger Den, sitting here with Coach John Larson. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you.
He happened to catch me doing a little work on the booth here and thought we'd do a quick little interview. So, Coach Larson, you got Hudson Raiders tomorrow night. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's going to be a tremendous test for us. I mean, they're a good hockey team, well coached, great tradition, and you know, our goal here is to go into that game and just come out a better team no matter what the score is. So we've had some good weeks of practice here building up to it, and I'm excited to get over there.
Just trying to get over our little hump of no home games hardly in December. We got one coming up this Saturday for our Whiteout Cancer for Childhood Cancer events to kick that off with the girls' win last night. Coach, let's go back to Hudson for 2 seconds, all right? They can get scored on. The last game they lost was 4-7.
Yeah, I mean they have a very difficult schedule, and you know, I know they went over to Gentry and played a pretty good team over there in Minnesota. So yeah, I mean we're excited for the opportunity to go out and you know, play one of the best teams in the state and kind of see where we stack up. And so I'm excited for the opportunity. I know the boys are chomping at the bit. We've had a about a week and a half or so since our last game, so I know the boys are ready to go.
All right, let's go right to the home tilt. We got the 0-2-0-3. State runner-up team during the Onalaska game on Saturday. And Coach, the game will be called on Justin Livestream by not the one and only Hammer coming back.
I tell you what, that's gonna be a special piece of that puzzle is getting Hammer back. I know, listening to the games on the community access, I know we're going to be celebrating the 2002 2003 team, so I think it's awesome to have him come back you know, on the call, to hear that legendary voice of Tiger hockey. So I'm excited to hear that, and I know the boys are ready to get back and play in the barn.
He's only texted me about 3 times since we asked him. So, I mean, and maybe phone calls in there too. All right, Onalaska, what are they like?
Well, unfortunately, they had a situation where they were shut down due to the COVID situation. So I know they're getting back at it here. You know, the reason we kind of looked at getting this game set is all our youth teams play Onalaska in the playdowns and at the youth level. And Coach Kyer, we kind of had that idea of just why can't we continue this rivalry, you know, into the high school level. So I think we have a two-game kind of series of them. They're coming here this year and then next year that we're going to go over there. So I think it's fantastic to continue that youth rivalry. You know, for so many years, and then once we go to youth, it kind of ends. So I'm excited to kind of get it back up and going. They're always a good, hardworking team, and they've had some success in the last 10 years at the WIA level, so I think it'll be a good test for us.
Yeah, you're right. Always fun to get some non-conference games. Great way to bring in some of those youth. I know, like, you know, playing De Pere and out in West Bend. You see teams all over the place, so that's a great way to go. Coach, good luck in practice. Good luck your upcoming games, and we'll see you probably Saturday.
Yeah, it's exciting here. I know a lot of things going on with the 50th anniversary and a lot of different things. So I know the boys have been chomping at the bit to get back home. I believe our last game was
the 30th
of November. So it's been, you know, 15, you know, a couple weeks here, 15 days that since we've been able to play at home. So I know the boys are ready to go. So I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll get past this, and then tell you what, January hits, and we got a whole host of home games. Always fun to see. All right, good luck, Coach.
Perfect. Thank you.